WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Chuck Berry wrote his famous song, Johnny Be Good, as a tribute to his pianist, Johnny Johnson. Johnson died yesterday at the age of 80. He played on many of Berry's hits of the 50s and 60s and performed with him for more than 20 years. But in 2000, Johnson sued Berry over royalties for songs Johnson claimed to have co-written without being credited. A federal judge dismissed the suit, ruling that too much time had passed since the songs were written. I spoke with Johnny Johnson in 1991, after the release of his album Johnny Be Bad, which was produced by Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards. Now, you had your own band back in the early 50s, and you actually hired Chuck Berry.
This is true, right.
To fill in for the saxophonist.
Mm-hmm.
What made you hire Berry? Why did you choose him?
Well, we both was playing at different clubs in East St. Louis. And sometime my group would finish before his, and I would go by and listen to them play. Sometimes sit in when a piano was available. So, and I liked what he was playing. Being born in West Virginia and whatever, I was used to hillbilly music, and this is the type of Chuck was playing, you know. So when the opportunity come up to get another musician, I contacted him to fill in for my saxophone player, which he did. And the rest is history.
Now, Chuck Berry eventually became the leader of the band.
Right.
The band that you had hired him for. How did he become the leader?
Well, he took a tape to Chicago to Chess Recording. And he did all this on his own with no help or anything. And Leonard Chess asked him, could he bring the group back to Chicago live? And when he did this, and we made this record, Maybelline, and the record was a big hit, and Chuck wanted us to stay with him. But he wanted the group on his name, which I agreed heartily right off the bat. You can have it, you know. But I will still play with you. So that's how it became to be Chuck Berry's trio.
Now, how did things change when he became the leader instead of you?
The working conditions got much better. We had a tour come up right away where we did 101 one-nighters. We started here in New York and went all the way cross country to Florida. So we worked much more by him taking over. If it had that, I'd say the leader. Because one thing, he had a car and I didn't have a car, so I couldn't get around much anymore. So anyway, it was a change in the name, and Chuck was out there. He was doing all the singing and everything else. So I didn't see no reason why he shouldn't be the leader.
Maybelline was your first hit
mm-hmm.
with Chuck Berry. Was that also the first record that you made together?
Yeah, that was the first one. Maybelline on one side and Wee Wee Owls on the other side, which Wee Wee Owls was strictly blues.
What are your memories of that recording session?
My memories of it? Something I'll never forget, that's for sure. We went in the studio that morning around 8 o'clock and we never got out till after 11. That night, just making this one thing, one record, you know, which was 45s then. And by being new in the business, I mean, we just didn't know what was going down. And so Leonard Chess helped us out a lot. And we finally got Maybelline, and we wasn't no problem because, as I say, it was the blues. And then our next record was much easier than Maybelline, and it got so we could go in the studio and be in there 15 or 20 minutes and we'd have a record together, and we're out again back on the road.
Are you the Johnny and Johnny Be Good?
I'm the Johnny Be Good he wrote about.
So, what was he saying about you in there?
Well, when we started on tour, as I say, this was my first thing going out on the road, so I was always getting left behind and had to call back Chicago to get money to catch the plane to catch up with the other group and whatnot. Because we usually finish early, like 9:30 or 10, 11 o'clock. And whatever city we was in, I'd go and find where some other band was playing live and set in with them, because playing rock and roll all the time, I would get slack on my playing jazz or the blues or whatever. So I got lost quite often. I mean left, not lost. I got left quite often. And Chuck was saying, hey, you know, kind of keep up with us. And try to be good for a change. And then the next thing I know, he come up with this Johnny B. Goode's thing, which was a big hit.
In Chuck Berry's autobiography, Berry says that he was glad when he reached the decision to stop carrying the other musicians in the band with him to performances because it was easier for the agency to book him as a single.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, besides, you had started to drink, and that was a problem for him. Is that right? Did you have a drinking problem then?
I didn't exactly have a drinking problem, but I did drink quite a bit. But it wasn't a problem. Only on the weekends, I drank quite a bit on the weekend. But I never was what you would call close to an alcoholic, because through the week I wouldn't touch it at all. But I think that was a big part of him stop carrying the band or whatever, because I wasn't the only one in the band that drank. He have used certain different other musicians that would also drink and whatever, and by him not drinking or anything, he just decided to go out on his own.
Well, how did you feel about him going out on his own?
It was fine with me, because I figure whatever happened, it was supposed to happen. And by him going out on his own, that made me get up and do something like get my own group together and start all over again. So I guess that's where I am today now.
Johnny Johnson, recorded in 1991. He died yesterday at the age of 80.